The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body go into Gehenna. It was also said, 'Whoever divorces his wife must give her a bill of divorce.' But I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Every time this gospel comes up, I should say from time to time, I like to remind everybody that there are certain passages in the scriptures that were never intended to be taken literally. One of those passages is, if your right eye causes you to sin, if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. How do you know that Jesus didn't intend that that should be taken literally? Well, it's because of the consistent teaching of the church. From the very beginning, there was a very holy father of the church named Origen, one of the greatest authors we have, second and third century author, and he was never canonized. The only reason he was never canonized was because he took that passage literally. He maimed himself. And the church wanted to make it very clear that's no example for us to follow. So just from time to time, I like just to remind people of that you need the church's guidance to help you discern some of the most difficult passages of the scripture. But there's a virtue that undergirds all of our Lord's words here that's so very, very important. You know, St. Paul once said, "Preach the gospel in season and out of season, when it's popular and when it's unpopular." Well, if there's one part of the gospel that is out of season and unpopular in our own time, it's the truth and the meaning of human sexuality and the nature of matrimony as revealed by God. It's most definitely out of season and unpopular, but there's one virtue that I think is so important to help you to appreciate that, and it's the virtue of chastity. You almost never hear anything about chastity. It's one of the most misunderstood words in all of our faith. Go to the dictionary and look up the word chastity, and you will find a definition that says something like this: abstaining from sexual intercourse. And the guys who write the dictionary are supposed to know better than that. That's not what the word means. That's what abstinence means. Chastity is so much, much more than that. Chastity, I can give you a simple definition. Chastity is the virtue by which you respect the truth and the meaning of human sexuality and have the integrity to live by it. That one's worth repeating. Chastity is the virtue by which you respect the truth and the meaning of human sexuality and have the integrity to live by it. People think that chastity means celibacy. People think that chastity means abstinence. Abstinence is good at certain times, and celibacy is good for certain people. But neither abstinence nor celibacy was intended for all people at all times, but chastity is. Married or unmarried, old or young, right? No matter what the condition, everyone is called to this virtue of integrity. Integrity is really the key word there. The Catechism of the Catholic Church says that integrity and chastity is the integration of your body and your soul. Which is another way of saying that if you lack the virtue of chastity, you lack integrity. You're disintegrated body from soul. And this is really the beauty of the virtue of chastity. Chastity means being a master of yourself and not a slave. Chastity means respecting yourself and respecting other people and respecting God. And everybody's called to that. All of us are called to that. It actually touches on the reason why we say anything is morally right or morally wrong in the first place. Give you a little 60-second lesson in moral theology here. One of the reasons why we say that any action is morally right or morally wrong is because it respects or doesn't respect the natural consequences of those actions. For example, why is it wrong to tell a lie? Why is it wrong to tell a lie? You say, well, it just is. You know why it's wrong to tell a lie? It's because one of the natural consequences of telling a lie is it breaks down trust. And what's left of a relationship when the trust is gone? Natural consequences to our actions. It would say it would be a sin to go ice skating on a pond if you saw a sign at the edge of that pond that said, no skating, thin ice. Why? Well, because one of the natural consequences of skating on thin ice is breaking through the ice and dying of hypothermia, right? Natural consequences. Well, there are natural consequences to human sexuality as well. Two natural consequences. One is it forms a deep soul-level bond. Deep bond between a man and a woman. And, as everybody knows, one of the other natural consequences is it could result in new life. Doesn't always result in new life, but it could result in new life. And if you take those two, can you see the foundation of why we say that sex belongs in marriage and no place else? What does a new life need but a strong bond between mom and dad? That's the foundation. It's in familiaris consortio of our whole understanding of the truth and meaning of human sexuality. It's about its natural consequences and respecting those. And this is one of the things that we have to struggle with as believers and as Catholics. We do what's right, whether we want to or not. In secularism, kind of the way of the secular world, they do what they want, whether it's right or not. Very important idea to remember. It's all about respect. You know, the word respect comes from two Latin words, res specere. And literally that means to take a second look. Just in your privacy of your own thoughts, take a second look at yourself. Take a second look at your neighbor, and you will discover someone who's made in God's image and likeness. That's why chastity is in its root, respect for someone else, and we are all called to that. It's never easy, but it's worth the struggle for your good, for the good of those you love, and for the praise and glory of God the Father. Amen.